songs about love, heartbreak, loneliness, being broke. Nobody's actually went out and recorded a song about real pain. The band and I have just returned from the General Hospital, where we caught a man in the right position. We named this song Constipation Blues.
I must have played the last Screamin' Jay Hawkins that day. It was all requests because I was just winding down the alphabet. That's right. It was 26 odd weeks. And yes, they were odd weeks of playing, going through songs that began with certain letters of the alphabet. Because, you know, like, you know, I ran out of good ideas a million years ago. And right now, just winding down the alphabet in X, I had like a little few little X tunes. And then the rest was all requests. So this is kind of nice to revisit your requests from 13 years ago. What were you requesting 13 years ago? What was I playing 13 years ago? We will find out right now. This show originally aired January the 15th, 2010. WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's get the last hour of Zombo's Deep Archive heard every Monday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on this here station. And then Zombo in Your Brain, Fridays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That kind of works out nice. Okay, let's dig it.
This is great. This next section goes out to Scott at East End Brewing. Some beer songs. This is Drinking Beer. We heard Don't You Just Know. Let's see. I got a big list of who suggested stuff. Don't You Just Know was requested by somebody. There we go. That's all I can tell you. And Constipation Blues. I believe that was for Uniforms USA. Stacy. And we heard How to Do Monks. That's for Chris. Jerry's, and we heard Screaming Blue Messiahs, Jesus Chrysler drives a Dodge for that bearded guy that always seems to hang out at Minard's Garage. Let's see, Mananana and Martian Hop, that was for, I forget who that was probably, I don't know, somebody, but there it is, in all its glory, Caveman, that goes out to Sasha, and that is Jim Backus. And I thought that followed real nice. Rockin' Pete's tunes. He picked Caveman Rock by the Majestics and Sadie's Back in Town, Sonny Burgess, and for all you rotten, stinking, no-good bums, oh, here's Dog Polka. All right, let's get into the beer thing for Scott at East End. 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number here because today is the X Show. X, the unknowns. It is all your requests. You've been stumbling through the alphabet with me for the past 9-10 months. Now comes your reward. Any song that does not have a high amount of uncoolness to it, I will give it a jingle. I will play it. I will make it happen, Action Jackson. Coming up, oh, it is the noon o'clock hour. Son of a gun, we're playing all the greatest songs, too. I'm here till 3 o'clock, and I don't know what happens. I think the gates of hell open up. So you can just listen to the radios, just tune to the station. Got some great stuff coming up very shortly. As in like a minute or so. Whew, this is fun. Next week is the, let's see, there'll be X, Y, oh, the Y show. Y will be a heck of a show. Got Y and then Z. And I think Z is going to be a lot of Zombo favorites, as well as everything begins with Z. Once again, telephone number. I got a lot of requests, but I always got time for you, my friend. And even my enemy. And even my anima. 412-621-9728. For those too retarded to know what the numbers and the letters on the phone mean. RCT's Zombo in your brain.
Next door.
A drag, it's a big, big drag. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT, too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice pine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and eat Madonna with her hair bleached by peroxide, huffing on some nitrous oxide. Well, I've tried them all, and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is an ice cold beer. Bear, 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 we love bear. I get thrills from pills, but mostly chills from Robitussin and a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue. You sneeze, I chew. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck. Nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene, and caffeine only makes me mean. Spray paint ain't so quaint, it gives you headaches and makes you faint. Hash is a gas like a blast from the past, but trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass. Well, I tried them all, and it might sound weird, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Bear, 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 we love bear. Take a joke and be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice fine box to marry in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and screw Madonna with her hair bleached by peroxide, huffing on some nitrous oxide. Well, I tried them all and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold bear. Bear, 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 we love bear. I get thrills from pills, but mostly chill from Robitussin and a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue. You sneeze at you. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck. Nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene. Caffeine only makes me mean. Love the spray paint ain't so quaint. It gives you headaches, makes you faint. Hatches the gas like a blast from the past, but trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass. Well, I tried them all and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is an ice cold beer.
Bear, 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 bear.
Save your skin. The whole Don's do is a coming in. There's a moose on the loose. There's a bear on the chair. Well, there's a monk on the bone. There's a deer in the beer. If you think I was scared, don't I need it? I climbed a tree. He climbed a tree. Oh, well, everyone began to run. Someone yelled, go get a gun. An elephant broke right through the wall. And soon the roof began to fall. And then I heard a lion roar. And someone screaming at the door. There's a moose on the loose. Yes, and there's a bear on the chair. Well, there's a monk on the bone. There's a deer in the beer. If you think I was scared, no, not me. I climbed a tree. He climbed a tree. Some guy was hanging from the chandelier. And man was he shook up with fear. A car drove up filled with police. And soon that we disturbed the peace. And then the judge asked, what do you say? I said, Your Honor, is this way? There's a moose on the loose. Yes, and there's a bear on the chair. And you see, there's a monk on the phone. Your Honor, there's a deer in the beer. If you think I was scared, no, not me. I climbed a tree. He climbed a
tree. Oh, yeah. Fabulous. Rodney Jackson. Now, I can't believe I got the request for Jim Stafford. And all I can think of is this nugget from 74.
This song is the Wildwood Flower.
This hasn't been played probably since 74.
An old country classic. It's gained a whole new popularity. The song isn't any more popular, but the flower is doing real good. Wildwood flower grew wild on the farm, and we never know what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy, and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap. I come to, my brother was there, and he said, what's wrong with your eyes? I said, I don't know. I was chewing on the weed. He said, let me give it a try. I spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. He said he flew up there. I had to fly and get him down. He's about half crazy. The very next day, we picked a bunch of them weeds and we put them in the sun to dry. Then we mashed them up and cleaned them all, put them in the corn cob pipe. Smoking them wildwood flowers got to be a habit. We never seen no harm. Oh, we thought it was kind of handy. Take a trip and never leave the farm. They go puff that wildwood weed, next thing you know, you're just wandering around behind the little animals. All good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day this fella from Washington come by and spied one and turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he burned and he dug and he killed all our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Thank you. this. Maybe I insist. If you like this, let me just can't miss. Do you dig my glance? Do you like to dance? Won't you take a chance on a little romance? I'm not a Roman Romeo. I'm just a blooming daddy, yo. Well, baby, if you dig me, here's what it's gonna be. Sipping cherry cokes, telling corny jokes.
man said to me,
baby, shake your leg like a lamb, I holler, oop them flam, baby, oop them flam, shake like a lamb, oop them flam, shake like a lamb, shake your leg like a lamb, I holler, oop them flam, baby, baby.
Just keep going and going. This is an incredible show. This is Madman Joe's Snake Charmer. I couldn't find the... Oh, wow. But... Couldn't find the Madman Jones song. Oh, yeah. But this is... Not the greatest... It's nice tune. Not the greatest quality, but hey. Am I about quality? No, sir. Also, for Rockin' Pete, a little Gene and Eunice, Flim Flam, and also Space Guitar by Johnny Guitar Watson. And a little known fact, he did change his name for show business. He used to be Johnny Xylophone Watson, and then they say, hey, you play the guitar, why are you Johnny Xylophone Watson? He thusly changed his name to Johnny Guitar Watson. And for Joel on the Couch, we heard some Bill Haley, we heard 13 Women. And we heard actually the Jody Mars, which were the Comets after they left Bill Haley doing well. Now dig this. Way back when, for Uniforms USA, they wanted the Wipeout. So there was Wipeout by Tarahashi Takuchi. And Jim Stafford. Somebody wanted Jim Stafford, Wildwood Weed. And we heard for Scott at East End Brewing, there's a Moose on the Loose. And Beer by Seven Street Spankers. Let's see, another request. Don't You Just Know It. Piano Huey Smith. That's who requested that. Let me see here. Don't You Just Know It. I Just Don't Know It. Donna McGon. And Constipation Blues for Stacy. Started the set off. And, oh my goodness. I'll play some of this stuff out of the bin here. Before we get too carried away with this. Today is the X Show. All songs that are your request because it's X. The unknown. So it's all requests. I'm here till 3 o'clock. And I got a lot of requests, but I got, you know, you call now, I have plenty of room for you. I really do. So let's see here. Let me see here. Okay. Let's get this out of the way. Who brought you a little magic in your life growing up? Who took you to your first ball game? By the way, let me back up a little bit. This Joel on the Couch thing, this kind of bugs me. You know? Because, you know, this guy has to tell everybody he's got the couch. When most of my listeners, like, probably sleep on a flop house mattress on a pallet. That's probably, man, they listen to this show. How do they listen to the show? I think what few teeth they have left, they manage to, like, bang the fillings around till they pick up WRCT. And this guy's got to call everybody and tell everybody he's got the couch. Yeah, I hope you're happy now. You're part of the upper crust. You just lay around on your couch while everybody's on their flophouse mattress, on their pallets, listening to the fillings in their teeth, play the radio show. And then everybody thinks they're crazy because they're hearing voices in their head. They're walking down the street saying, oh, the Zombo's playing it. And then everybody just kind of walks by and they won't even give the guy spare change, even though he's got a sombrero and a maraca and he's asking for help. Just walk right on by. Anyhow, Well, do you remember who brought the little magic in your life growing up? Who took you to your first ball game? Who showed you to find the North Star? Who made you laugh so hard your stomach hurt? It ain't me, babe. This time, you become the one who makes the magic happen for a young person by becoming a big brother or big sister. And we're actually listening to the new Wilco record in the background, if you're so inclined to know what's going on. Personally, I have no idea what's going on. But you can be a big brother, big sister. That's something almost anybody can do. Not me. Just be a friend to a child who needs one. Have fun together. Learn from each other. Help a child discover those little moments that are so magical for a young person, and you'll be forever changed by this experience. Oh, I cracked me up. Call Shauna today. I guess Shauna. Today at Big Brothers Big Sisters, you'll learn more about their varied and flexible mentoring opportunities. 412-363-6100. That's 412-363-6100. I bet you did not know I could count as high as 6100, but I do. I just did it. So visit them online at BB, I think there's three B's, BBBSPGH.org. A great website. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Gigantic Brothers, Enormous Sisters, Little Moments, Big Magic. And what do we have next? Oh, the new Slits record. The one good song off the new Slits record. And if you don't like it, then you'll really hate the whole record. Hey, you know, while they're trying to get you to, you know, mentor some poor, misfortunate children, how about giving some blood, huh? Because on the highway of life, we encounter unexpected turns, detours, bumps along the way. Luckily, there's those among us, not myself, willing to stop and help and donate blood. Wow. I like to see someone have a flat tire and you just turn over and say, hey, you want some blood? Crazy, crazy. Well, I'll never use that gag again. Take the wheel on the life highway, highway of life as well. Blood donors are wanted. For a list of upcoming Red Cross blood drives in your area, to schedule an appointment, donate blood, 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit redcross.org. Now, this next record I reviewed, and I met this guy. He is, like, really so damaged. I mean, this guy's probably done every conceivable substance known to man. This is Brother JT and his brand-new record, Third Ear Candy. This is called I Am the Blob. Pretty kooky stuff. Speaking of kooky stuff, today is the X Show. All songs that are your request, because I do not have songs that begin with the letter X. I played them at the beginning of the show. I had 10 songs, and they weren't very good. So there's your X song. And we're just going to listen to his brother, JT. And if you want to give a phone call, you just go right ahead. 412-621 WRCT is the telephone number for your request. I got it loaded up with some good stuff. Craig Smith from Chicago wants some Ronnie Self. And anytime I can get a long-distance request, you know, that jumps right to the front of the line. So I am jumping that to the front of the line. We're going to do, we'll do a double shot of Ronnie Self and just a few shakes of a werewolf's tail. Oh, my aching back. So we're on random schedule now, so anything can happen. But the new schedule will be up soon. Keep that in mind. And hopefully all your favorite shows will be back. Hopefully my favorite show will be back. Me. I have to at least finish the alphabet. Hey, we got a phone call. Ain't that something? All right, let's see what I want to do here. We're going to get some Ronnie Self up here. This is such a creepy record. Okay, because what we do is when we review a record, we have to listen to the entire record just to make sure they don't say dirty words. And if they don't have a lyric sheet, then you're kind of like, well, I got to listen to everything on this record. And I said, oh, this is going to be a goofy record to listen to. It's kind of got some creepy stuff to it. And man, by the end of the record, man, I wasn't feeling so good. So, I mean, you got 40 minutes of, you know. I mean, if you're so inclined, I mean, I personally liked it. But for me, it upset my stomach, you know. It just kind of made, yeah, it's great for, you know, that would be a good diet. This, the WRCT CD review diet. That's right. They'll curb your calories by having to listen to some of these entire records to comb them to look for dirty words. You know, the music's even secondary. Says, did he just say a dirty word? Let me back that up. Oh, my stomach's killing me. I can't even eat that hoagie that I went to the Subway and bought, or wherever I buy my hoagies. And it's none of your damn business where I buy my hoagies. None of your damn business. All right, how about some Ronnie Self? Huh? Okay, will do. Let's see here. I told you about the magic of the ball game with the brother, big sister, and about giving blood. And I told you about what else. Oh, let me play another. I got time. Got the concert calendar coming up at 1 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, this song just tears me up. I think this is the first punk rock song ever done. I just love to see the guys in the engineer studio like around 1958 when this son of a gun comes in and says, I just wrote this brand new song and it goes like this. And then he plays it and they go, oh, brother, there's something wrong here. But wait till you check out. This is rock and roll, my friends. Ronnie Self, you're so right for me.
Baby, you open up the door. You got all I need, not a little bit more. Honey, honey, you so right for me. Baby, baby, you so right for me. Well, I've never seen a dolly cry so much. Baby, baby, you so right for me.
Yeah, double long distance there. There we go. Ronnie Self, Dave Payton, you're so from me. I'd like to thank my fellow friend out in South Carolina listening online. Dang, I didn't know anybody heard me outside of the, really, two blocks. Step right up for John, Tom Waits.
Everyone's a winner, bargains galore. That's right, you two can be the proud owner. The quality goes in before that name goes on. One-tenth of a dollar, one-tenth of a dollar. We got service after the sale. How about perfume? We got perfume. How about an engagement ring? Some for the little lady, some for the little lady, some for the little lady. $3-$4. We got a year-end clearance. We got a white sale and a smoke-damaged furniture. You can drive it away today. Act now, and receive our gift. Our gift to you, they come in all colors, one size fits all. No muss, no fuss, no spills, you tired of kitchen drudgery, everything must go. Going out of business, going out of business, going out of business sale. 50% off original retail price, skip the middle man. Don't settle for less, how do we do it, how do we do it? Volume, volume, turn up the volume. Now you are ready to advertise. Don't hesitate, don't be caught with your drawers down. Don't be caught with your drawers down. Step right up, step right up. That's right, it plays and chops. Dice and slice, never stops. Lasts a lifetime, mows your lawn. And it mows your lawn, and it picks up the kids from school. It gets rid of unwanted facial hair. It gets rid of embarrassing age spots. It delivers a pizza. And it lengthens, and it strengthens. And it finds that slipper that's been enlarged under the chaise lounge for several weeks. And it plays a mean rhythm master. It makes excuses for unwanted lipstick on your collar. And it's only a dollar. Step right up. It's only a dollar. Step right up. This forges your signature. Not completely satisfied. Mail back on you. Force the product for complete refund. The price of purchase. Step right up. Please allow 30 days for delivery. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. You can live in it. Living it. Loving it. Loving it. Swimming it. Sleeping it. Living it. Swimming it. Loving it. Loving it. Remove embarrassing stains from conduit sheets. That's right. And it entertains visiting relatives. It turns a sandwich into a banquet. Tired of being the life of the party. Change your shorts. Change your life. Change your life. Change into a 9-year-old Hindu boy. Get rid of your wife. And it walks your dog. Doubles on thanks. Doubles on thanks. You can jump back, Jack. See you later, alligator. See you later, alligator. And it steals your car. It gets rid of your gambling debts. It quits smoking. It's a friend. It's a companion. It's the only product you will ever need. Follow these easy assembly instructions. It never needs dining. Well, it takes weights off hips, bust, thighs, chin, midriff, gives you dandruff. And it finds you a job. It is a job. And it strips the phone company free, takes in for private exchange. And it gives you denture, breath. And you know it's a friend, and it's a companion. And it gets rid of your traveler's checks. New, it's improved, it's old-fashioned. Well, it takes care of business. Never needs binding, never needs binding, never needs binding. Gets rid of blackheads, heartbreak, and psoriasis. Christ, you don't know the meaning of heartbreak, buddy. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. It's defective. It creates household odors. It disinfects. It sanitizes for your protection. Gives you an erection. It wins the election. Why put up with painful corns any longer? It's a redeemable coupon. No obligation. No salesman will visit your home. We got a jackpot. 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 Prizes. 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 All work guaranteed. How do we do it? 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 We need your business. We're going out of business. Give you the business, get on the business end of all, going out of business sale, receive all, free brochure, free brochure, read the easy to follow, assembly instructions, batteries not included, send before midnight tomorrow, terms available, step right up, step right up, step right up, you got it buddy. Take it away. Step right up. You can step right up. You can step right up. Come on, step right up. Get away from me. Get your work. Step right up. Step right up. Step right up. Step right up.
snap around the place. Wake up in the morning, there's a crackle in your face. Wake up in the morning, there's a pop that really says, Christ, this is to you, and you, and you. For on the milk and listen to the sound that says it's nice. For on the milk and listen to the crackle of that rice. Get up in the morning, hear the pop that says it's right. Hear the broken Christmas.
all the memories that still linger, I thank you, Mr. Moon. And although I've never smiled, winter, summer, autumn too, now here's one tune to remind me why I feel so blue. Cuba's in the moonlight, playing for me all night. Tell me what I want to hear. Am I only dreaming? Am I only scheming? Stars above me, shining brightly. Why can't she be sitting here beside me? Cuba's in the moonlight, losing my love one more.
All kinds of music, all kinds of things, and all kinds of requests. This is really great today. It's the X Show, X the Unknown. I do not have enough X songs because, if you know, for the past 10 years I've been going through the alphabet with you. It seems like that. And when we got to X, 10 songs. And it was like, rather than play 10 songs over and over, I was going to make X the Unknown. So it is whatever you want to hear. If it passes the Zombo filtration system, i.e. I have it, and IU, it doesn't stink, I will play it. This is Linus and Lucy. I just feel like playing it as background music. Vince Gulardi. I think it's Vince Gulardi. Isn't it Vince Gulardi? And for Ray, he wanted the tuba song, Tuba's in the Moonlight. For Izzy, he wanted the Frank Zappa song, How's Your Bird? Now, that's a real old, rare Frank Zappa tune. And for Stacy at Uniforms USA, La Cucaracha, and somebody wanted the Rolling Stones Rice Krispie jingle. I played that. For John, we played Step Right Up. Tom Waits, nice tune. And for the Double Long Distance, a fellow in Chicago, and another one in South Carolina, a little Ronnie Self. That guy was Ronnie Self-destructive. That guy made so many enemies, it was unbelievable. One of these guys is just this mental problem. Major mental problem. Actually, he went on to write the song I'm Sorry that I think Connie Francis sang. One of her depressing hits. And believe me, if it was depressing, Connie Francis sang it. So today is the X Show. If you want to give a call here, 412-621-WRC. Oh, this music works really great, this background stuff. Doesn't it? Yeah, sure does. Got the concert calendar coming up at 1 o'clock. So many exciting things going on. Tonight is going to be amazing. The Rockabilly Riot at Howlers. It's the Whip CD release party. The brand new CDs is out. Check that out. That's a great, going to be a fun show tonight at Howlers. Opening band will be the Allegheny Rhythm Rhythm Boys, which are really good. Allegheny, they're like honky-tonk. So, and then there might be some special guests. DJ Junior will be on hand DJing his juniorness. So, yeah, that'll be cool. All right. Well, should I do it? All right, you big dopes. This is for Julia and everybody else who didn't hear the Wiener Dog Polka the first 7 times I didn't play it. Here it is. Wiener Dog Polka. I cursed the day I first played this song.
And luckily, that curse has been lifted because we're out of time. You're listening to Zombo's Deep Archive on WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, where I am rebroadcasting shows from 13 years ago. This show originally aired January the 15th of the 2010, and it was my X show. It was all songs that started with the letter X, but then it turned into X the Unknown, because I only had so many songs that began with X, and it was all requests from the listening audience from 13 years ago. Once again, I remember a newspaper was doing an article on WRCT, and they just happened to pop into the station where I was getting like obliterated with phone calls. I was trying to write down as much. I had this huge roll of like hand washing paper I took out of the bathroom because I was writing so frantically. I didn't have like real paper. So I was just going crazy, scribbling requests down and playing it. So it was a frantic show. The show is actually 5 hours long. You just heard the first 3 hours because my deep archive is only a 3-hour show, so I have to edit it to this. But it was quite nice to visit that. All right, tune in next week, and then hopefully there'll be more nonsense. If there isn't any nonsense, then I must not be on the radio. But I hope I will. All right, in your brain, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there in Techno Land? RCT Techno DJs in the house. Oh yeah, bringing you the only fat beats in Pittsburgh. Right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Word to your mother.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Sadly, violence is going to be a big topic on today's program. Later in the show, I'm going to talk to you about arguments made in front of a panel of judges by one of Donald Trump's lawyers that if Trump or any president was to order the assassination of their political rivals, that it might actually be covered by presidential immunity. We are going to talk about calls for violence from the failed former president. But all of this goes back to the environment in which we now find ourselves, which is that as the 2024 election gets going, violent political threats are surging, and it is becoming I hate to call it a legitimate part of the American political system, because how could violence be legitimate? But it is becoming an immovable part. It is becoming an unfortunately too common part of the political system. We are going to link out to this Washington Post article called Violent Political Threats Surge as 2024 Begins, Haunting American Democracy. And the article quotes, among many, it quotes a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice who said, quote, "I believe people when they say they want to hurt us or kill us. I don't think they are idle threats." And if there is any, I mean, we'll talk about the implications, how to handle the security precautions, all these different things. But if there is one theme, one motto, one slogan that we must bear in mind here, it's we need to believe the people who say they are going to do horrible things, because sometimes they do it. Now, the article goes through a whole bunch of different examples. It talks about the swatting attempt at the home of Rusty Bowers with the false report of a pipe bomb and a murder. We've talked about this swatting technique before, which is phone calls to law enforcement meant to encourage law enforcement to deploy a SWAT team or a hostage response team with fake claims. Oh, I'm being held hostage. Someone is being held hostage at this address, etc. Bomb threats causing evacuations at state capitals across the country. There was a guy arrested for threatening to kill a congressman and his children. Swatting incidents involving other members of Congress, more and more threats against, for example, the Maine Secretary of State and members of the Colorado Supreme Court after those rulings and decisions that Donald Trump shouldn't be on the ballot. Colorado Supreme Court and the Maine Secretary of State saying, hey, Trump violated Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. He's not going to be on the ballot. Death threats against the individuals involved in those decisions. One of the judges involved in Donald Trump's election subversion case, Judge Tanya Chutkan, a name we've mentioned on the show before, swatting attempts at her home. Waves of threats against members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, especially after their ruling on the 2020 election. Bomb threats at more than a dozen state capitals on a single day. Swatting calls targeting the Maine Secretary of State after her decision about the 2024 ballot. At the Georgia Secretary of State's office because of Gabriel Sterling's recent comments. So these incidents represent a trend of increased threats and intimidation against public officials in the United States. And why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't we be seeing this? Political violence